CRI News, I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. Chinese Vice Premier Li Keqiang is set to visit North Korea and South Korea next week. Li will stay in the North for 3 days before traveling to the South. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Jiang Yu has disclosed the visit at a regular briefing in Beijing.
During his visit, Vice Premier Li Keqiang will hold talks with leaders of both countries and exchange ideas on bilateral ties as well as international and regional issues of common concern. We believe the visit will further boost the development of China's relations with the two countries.
The spokeswoman says the two Koreas are both important neighbors to China, and China has maintained frequent high-level exchanges with them. Soldiers and residents are racing against time to strengthen the flooding defenses in the northern part of the Thai capital, Bangkok. So far, floodwaters have inundated the bank of the Rongsit Canal, about 20 kilometers from the Bangkok border. The main road leading to the north of Bangkok was also inaccessible. Residents in the area have been complaining about the authorities' slow action.
I think the government should work faster and make a quick decision, because this is the main gateway to Bangkok. They must do it quickly.
The floods, which are the worst in half a century, have swamped the north, northeast, and center of Thailand, killing at least 317 people since July. Greek unions have begun a 48-hour general strike, the biggest protest in years. It comes as the Greek parliament prepares to vote on new austerity measures on Wednesday and Thursday, which include those for higher taxes, further cuts to pensions and salaries. The strike has shut down Greece's airports, seaports, government departments, businesses, and public services. Athens residents say they support the strike despite the inconveniences.
I will join the strike today and tomorrow because the situation is tragic.
Some 3,000 police officers have been deployed around the capital, with extra riot police outside parliament. British police have begun evicting a community of Irish travelers from a site where they have resided illegally for more than a decade. Dale Farm, some 50 kilometers east of London, is considered the largest illegal traveler site in Britain. Supporters and travelers threw bricks and rocks at police as they try to clear the site. Police say two protesters have been tasered and one person has been arrested. The United Nations has urged a peaceful and appropriate solution to the crisis. 8 Chinese provincial governors, their 6 American counterparts, and hundreds of representatives have gathered in Beijing to attend the second China-U.S. Governors Forum. As a platform to promote peer-to-peer discussions between U.S. governors and their Chinese counterparts, the forum will explore opportunities in promoting practical cooperation between the two sides, especially with regards to local economic development. So far at the forum, China's East Shandong province and the U.S. state of Georgia have signed an agreement on expanding trade and investment between the two. Governor of Shandong Jiang Damin says he will encourage more local enterprises, especially private ones, to invest in Georgia.
Shandong and Georgia have complementary economic ties. We sell low-cost but qualified products to them, and they bring in high-tech industries into our province. Now, as our technological levels are advancing, we also manufacture high-end IT and electronic products and have set up factories in Georgia and neighboring states. For instance, China's leading electric appliance producer, Haier Group, established a manufacturing base in South Carolina years ago.
Meteorologists and seismic experts from Northeast Asian countries are calling for more cooperation in disaster prevention. 100 experts from 18 countries and regions are in Beijing for a 3-day summit to talk about ways to better deal with future disasters. Head of China Earthquake Administration Chen Jianmin calls on Asian countries to work together and minimize the losses through technology and international cooperation.
Agencies from Asia ought to set up dialogue mechanisms and share effective measures in disaster reduction efforts.
The summit will last till Friday. That's the news for this hour. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. Please stay tuned for more on China Radio International.